Well, it's getting kind of hectic as we quickly approach the end of the fall season. And as playoff time rolls around, the Los Alamos Hilltopper teams again look to factor in a big way. And one of the major college football teams in the state got on the winning track this weekend. Spoiler alert, it was the Aggies. The Hilltopper boys and girls soccer teams will play on Saturday at Sullivan Field in a morning-afternoon doubleheader. The Topper boys will face the Centennial High School Hawks in the team's first ever meeting. That, of course, is part of the Class Quad A playoffs, which get going this weekend. The Los Alamos Centennial game is scheduled for 11 a.m. Immediately after that, the Topper girls will take on the Piedra Vista Panthers at Sullivan Field. Game time there will be at 1 p.m. Both the Topper teams are number 6 seeds in the upcoming 4A tournament, while Centennial and Piedra Vista are both number 11 seeds. Just a reminder for everybody, no season passes, school-issued passes, or anything like that will be accepted for the games on Saturday. Only NMAA-issued passes, such as the one I've got, of course, will be honored. Admission for Saturday's games is $5. We're going to give you a much more in-depth look at those two playoff games coming up later this week. The Topper football team will close out its regular season Friday night. It will face its traditional end-of-year foe, Capital. That game is scheduled for Friday in Santa Fe. In case you can't get out there, KRSN will bring you the game live from Jaguar Field. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. Los Alamos improved to 2-1 in district play with a big victory last Friday over Espanola Valley. Los Alamos' defense forced 3 Espanola Valley turnovers, including a fumble recovery for a touchdown by Colin Nicholas, as the Toppers rolled over the Sun Devils at Sullivan Field. That win keeps the Toppers on pace with the top of 2 Quad A, but they will still need someone to knock off the Santa Fe Demons and force a 3-way tie at the top of the district standings. That all goes away, though, if the Toppers can't defeat the Capital Jaguars on Friday. Capital got a lot of buzz after last week's mammoth victory over the Sun Devils, shutting them out 49-0. Those around Capital thought the team might have improved considerably coming into the season, but didn't do anything of note in the non-district season. But with the big win over Espanola Valley, in what was its first district game, the buzz returned. Well, folks, I got to tell you, the buzz has apparently fallen flat. The Jaguars were demolished, losing by 6 touchdowns to the Bernalillo Spartans for the Spartans' first victory of 2013. So there may be some light at the end of the tunnel for Los Alamos, but it's still going to have to catch at least one big break. It absolutely needs Bernalillo to upset Santa Fe this weekend, along with taking care of business against the Jaguars. Santa Fe may be limping into this weekend, though. It was on the wrong end of a blowout as well. The Demons were rocked by the Moriarty Pinos 52-8. That game was, of course, down in Moriarty. That dropped the Demons to 3-5 overall, while Moriarty, which has played one of the toughest, if not the toughest, schedule in Quad A this year, improves to 4 wins and 4 losses. Mario Holliday, who frankly ran roughshod over Los Alamos in the second half of their game, was held to just 12 yards by the Pintos. The Pintos jumped out to a 42-0 halftime lead and frankly just cruised the rest of the way. The Toppers are a perfect 26-4-26 in the boys and girls district championship races since the current five-class alignment was formed in 2000. In 2012, the Topper boys and girls combined to score 31 team points. That is exactly 1 point away from perfection. Assuming both teams can hold on for victories this afternoon, Los Alamos' teams will head to the state class Quad A meet next weekend in Rio Rancho. Saturday marks the opening of the Class Quad A boys and girls soccer tournaments. Both Los Alamos teams will be at home Saturday, with the Topper boys taking on Centennial at 11 a.m. and the Topper girls hosting Piedra Vista at 1 p.m. Looking at the girls' matchup, Los Alamos already has a head-to-head victory over the Panthers. That came just 2 weeks ago as the Toppers whomped the Panthers 4-0 at Sullivan Field. Los Alamos certainly isn't looking past Piedra Vista, but probably isn't going to switch up its game plan a whole lot either. Against Piedra Vista, Los Alamos' leading scorer, Katie McDonald, had a huge outing. She picked up 2 goals and 2 assists in that rout. Kristen Funston and Stephanie Blair were the beneficiaries of Katie's 2 assists, while Katie's big sister, Megan McDonald, got credit for the 2 assists on little sister's goals. Los Alamos finished the season winning 6 straight games, including 5 shutouts, to even its season record at 10-10. Katie McDonald finished 3rd in goals scored in Class Quad A with 29 on the year. For Piedra Vista, its main offensive weapon is Jenna Brown. Brown had 10 goals and 8 assists for the Panthers this season. Piedra Vista finished 9-11 on the year and earned the number 11 seed in the playoffs. The Panthers were 2-4 in District 1, behind both Farmington and Aztec in that district standings. Taking a look at Saturday's boys matchup, this game could be a tough one for the Hilltoppers, despite them being a number 6 seed and Centennial being a number 11 seed. Centennial's Hawks finished the season a very respectable 13-7 and went 4-2 in a tough District 3 race, where it finished tied with both Santa Teresa and last year's 4A champion Chaparral. It split its games with both Santa Teresa and Chaparral this year, but finished 3rd in the district's tiebreaker and slipped down to the number 11 seed. This year, the Hawks didn't score a ton of goals, just 47 for the entire season, but it didn't give up a ton of goals either, only allowing 30. Goalkeeper Luis Rodriguez had a healthy goals against average of 1.59. Talking with Los Alamos head coach Evan Gartz earlier this week, he noted that the Hawks were actually ranked 1 spot ahead of his team in the Max Preps ratings a week ago. Centennial was number 6 and Los Alamos was number 7. So he knows the Hawks aren't going to be slouches. The winners of Saturday's game will advance to play the Class Quad A number 3 seeds at the APS Soccer Complex next Thursday. The boys' winner will face the Farmington Scorpions, and the girls' winner will take on Aztec. Well, folks, as you can tell, it's going to be a busy weekend for sports. Always remember, if you can't make it out to all of those contests, the very best way to stay up to date is to keep it tuned right here all weekend to KRSN. Have a great weekend, everybody. Lots and lots to talk about this Tuesday morning, so let's jump right in. The Los Alamos boys and girls cross-country teams again came home as dual state champions this weekend. The Topper boys stunned the Albuquerque Academy Chargers for the Class Quad A team title and the Topper girls kept right on rolling. Los Alamos' boys, led by individual state champion Colin Jamez, nipped the Chargers by 2 points in the final team standing Saturday in the 4A championship race. Los Alamos put all seven of its runners into the top 20 individually, including its top five, all in the top 16. To finish with 52 points, Albuquerque Academy finished with 54 points. Academy was considered the favorite heading into the meet, but Los Alamos bested the Chargers again for the third straight time. It was the first time in program history Los Alamos has won three consecutive titles. For Jamez, he finished in a time of 15 minutes and 54 seconds. That was just ahead of Aaron Valenzuela of Belen. One of the big turning points of Saturday's race, though, was Mike Walker out-kicking Academy's Kevin Weiss to the finish line. Walker beat Weiss by only 0.05 of a second, but if that had gone the other way, the two teams would have finished in a dead heat for the state title. Walker was seventh overall for Los Alamos. On the girls' side, the Toppers had some stiff competition this year, but still managed to bring home a solid victory. The Toppers held off challenges from both Albuquerque Academy and St. Pius the X to win this year's title. It was Los Alamos' fifth straight title on the girls' side, but this one was one of the closest contests we've seen for a while. The Toppers finished with 53 team points, two Academy's 67. St. Pius, which had its top two runners finished first and fourth individually, and another crack the top 10, didn't get the help it needed on the back end, and it finished with 75 points. Nika Vasquez was the top runner of the day for the Los Alamos girls. She finished in a time of 19 minutes, 7 seconds. Maddie Foley was in ninth place overall for the Toppers. The Topper boys soccer team made it further than most people expected in the playoffs, but couldn't overcome the next-to-last hump on Friday. In a game that you heard right here on KRSN, the Toppers fell in a tight contest to the Roswell Coyotes 1-0. Roswell's Fernando Sanchez scored with under 3 minutes left in regulation to put the Coyotes into Saturday's championship game and knock the Toppers out of the playoffs. It was a tough loss for the Toppers, who the day before, in another game you heard on KRSN, upset the Farmington Scorpions in a shootout. Los Alamos went 12-11 on the season. They earned two shutout wins in the playoffs before their loss in the semifinals. Chris Parker had five big saves against Roswell, but didn't have a chance at stopping Sanchez's late goal, which was a perfectly placed shot into the upper right corner. Roswell, by the way, ended up winning the whole ball of wax this year. The Coyotes upset Academy in Saturday's 4A state title game 1-0. It was a second year in a row Los Alamos lost to the eventual champion in the semifinal round.